Hey there, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby McGraw. Thanks for being here today. Now, today's podcast isn't a very clever title, but it's this real practical idea that God uses groups. And so back on Tuesday, we talked about sort of three characteristics of how God uses groups to help other people. And today, I just want to pick up that big idea because honestly, I think everybody ought to be in a group. Sometimes people ask me, well, how do people grow up? And there's a lot of ways that people grow up spiritually, but I think there's really three dials that are easy ones to look at. One is, am I worshiping together with a body of believers? That's why I think Sunday gatherings here at Sugar Hill Church are so important, that you can't replace Sunday gatherings with podcasts and online videos. There's something about gathering together with other believers. The second gauge is, are you connected in a small group? Because literally, if all you do is go to a large gathering, you remain invisible. And so I think you got to get into a small group. Then the third gauge is, are you serving somebody? Are you serving somebody else? And God uses serving to help pull us out of our own world and put us into the lives of others. So those are three simple gauges. There are other ones, but look at those and think about today about groups. Here's what Galatians 6 verse 9 says. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. And the reason why I wanted to read that verse is because I think sometimes we want to give up. All of us probably have felt that somebody was just hopeless, that somebody was never going to come to Christ, or somebody was always going to be an alcoholic, or somebody's always going to be drug addicted, or somebody's always going to be codependent. Somebody that we've been around that maybe has been hurt, has a habit, has a hang up, and sometimes if we're not careful, we'll give up, we'll think they're hopeless, and we'll begin to think there's no way they can know God. But here's a simple reminder that is so true. No one is outside of Jesus's reach. Absolutely no one is outside of his reach. Back on Tuesday, we looked at Luke chapter 5, where there was a hopeless guy. He was paralyzed, and a group of men brought that paralyzed guy to Jesus to be healed. And so we talked about some of the characteristics of how God uses small groups to help other people. Well, let's look at a couple more today. The first one today is persistence. I think all of us get discouraged when we're trying to reach out to somebody else, whether it's family, friends, or just some random person you know. Sometimes we can be discouraged, but we can't give up. See, the friends in Luke 5, they didn't let the difficulties discourage them. It didn't matter that the crowds were between them and Jesus. They kept doing whatever they could so that they would not give up. So persistence. Innovation is the second one. These friends dared to do something different. I mean, it's pretty innovative to get up on the roof, to tear it apart, to get the guy to Jesus. Can you imagine the mess they made? Can you imagine all the moms in the crowd being like, somebody's got to clean this up? But it's this reminder that ministry is messy. Why? Because it involves people. Small groups that won't step out of the box and won't be willing to be messy enough aren't going to be used. But man, the ones that will step out, God uses them in a huge way. So persistence, innovation, and cooperation. Obviously, when you read Luke 5, these guys work together to bring their friend to Jesus. If one of them had tried by themselves, they couldn't have done it. In the same way, that's the way it works in small groups. People come to Christ faster when they do it in the context of a group of people that are supportive, that care about them. See, a supportive community is a powerful witness to God. So innovation, cooperation, what about sacrifice? Have you ever wondered who paid for the roof in the story? I think the group of friends probably did. They wouldn't just tear it up and leave it for someone else to fix. Whether it's time, money, effort, or whatever, there is always a cost in bringing other people to Christ. Luke 16:9 says, use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. Then when your possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home. Small groups must be willing to make sacrifices if they're going to be agents of healing in the world. Man, there is so much more we could say about small groups, but I'm telling you, persistence, innovation, cooperation, and sacrifice, those are four great characteristics of groups that God uses to heal other people and to help the world around us. So again, if you're not plugged into a group, be checking out this Sunday morning the handout that has all of our adult groups that are launching and relaunching this fall. There's something for everyone in there. And then also, if you serve in any capacity at our church, In just 2 days, we have our Launch Leadership Brunch. We'd love for you to be part of it. Just go to the app or to the website, to the Register Now section, sign up, and come hear more about what we see God doing this fall in our church and how you can plug into it. Well, that's it for today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the podcast. And hopefully we'll either see you Saturday, and if not Saturday, we'll see you Sunday. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.